Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Raisin Brand Podcast. My name is Aaron, and I'm a brand strategist with Pixel Labs. Today, we have a really special episode that I'm really, really excited about. Longtime friend and person we get to work with.
Heck yeah.
Nate, awesome to have you.
I appreciate that, Aaron.
I'm so honored. I'm super excited. But just so you're all kind of aware, and I'll let Nate kind of introduce himself a little bit too, but Nate runs and owns the Roll With Nate Podcast, where you have conversations with lots of great folks that have really interesting stories. So talk to me a little bit about that. In your own words, how would you kind of define what the Roll With Nate is?
Incredible people right here in our community sharing their stories, trials, tribulations, aspects of hope within their lives to brighten the day of other listeners, people who are clicking play on the stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And if you would you be willing to share a little bit about your military man?
Yeah.
Kind of talk a little bit about your history a little bit?
Yeah. I served in the United States military for 8 years after a brief failed stint at Kirkwood Community College. And, you know, it was a real life experience for me. I got to travel a lot. I did a lot of different things. So I feel like it was a good preparing tool for where I'm at now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of different things I did in the military.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think about, you know, you've had a lot of different, you know, journeys that you've been a part of through your life and different stints, but you're also a dad, and that's
father of four.
Yeah, awesome. Well, and you keep them going. I mean, you're taking care of them, all that good stuff. Yeah. And so, you know, so you have this podcast, Roll With Nate Podcast.
Yes.
And, you know, thinking about, you know, you had your military experience, you have your family. What, and I know it's a loaded question, and so do the best as you can, but what kind of led to you knowing that the podcast was kind of that next step that you needed to take?
Yeah, well, I was a stay-at-home dad, and I know this is kind of horrible to hear out loud, but it was not completely fulfilling me. I felt called to do a little bit more. Some things in my personal life were tough, and then it felt like this was just the perfect road for me. Mm-hmm. And being in the military, you know, it was really impressed upon us to seek subject matter experts and move on, you know, find who knows what you need to know, learn that quick and move on. And when I was just thinking about the podcast, I don't know much about any of the recording, the equipment, all of that needed. So I found a subject matter expert in our area, and the rest is history, you know, for creating.
And how did you know, or, you know, because podcasts, I mean, a lot of folks attempt that.
Yeah.
And it's one that I think we see time and time again. Somebody will start, they'll be fired up.
Yeah.
And that fire goes away at some point. I mean, absolutely. You know what I mean? Like, it becomes a grind. So what has kept you continuing on? I mean, you hustle. Like, your social media game.
I appreciate that.
Is, you know, and I think that folks don't think about that as, so anybody can have a podcast.
Absolutely.
And I mean, it takes, like, you could just have a phone, and I mean, anybody, and you could start posting.
Absolutely.
That's all free, especially if you have a phone, you have to have the phone or some way to post. But it's the hustle is what separates you from other podcasts, because people have to find out about you. What has kept you, hustling, I guess, for?
Well, when I first started, it's, you put it out into the space and nobody's going to click on it if they don't know.
Right.
So when I first entered the space, it was, well, I got to let people know, you know, I got to make sure that people know that I'm actually doing it. And then eventually it's just the repetition, you know, the consistency. Those are the things that are going to build the brand over the time. So just being consistent, doing it every day. And that's the grind. But keeps me motivated is the people who say, you know, the story that I heard the other day on your podcast, it changed the way I'm thinking about X, or, you know, that inspirational story, I can't believe what that person went through.
Yeah.
You know, and the ability to relate and maybe realize, you know, what you're going through isn't that bad. Or maybe you realize, hey, I'm a freaking superhero. You know, it's empowering. Mm-hmm. So that's my goal with that. And that's what keeps my drive going for this. I love doing it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, and kind of some backstory, too. We probably should have mentioned this earlier, but you're in season three.
Yeah. Season three of the podcast just started.
You do, you have 24 episodes that come out a year. Yep. So we're already getting, you know, we're getting up there in episode count,
fast,
which is fun.
Yeah.
And so this isn't just like a 2 month deal. I mean, this is a multi-year.
Yeah.
You've been keeping at it. You know, and what I personally really love about your podcast is, I think about growing up, you know, and you see and hear these stories on these big TV shows, you know what I mean? And you're like, wow, that person had, you know, like, that's a crazy story, but it always feels so far away.
Yeah.
It feels like somebody who you'll never meet, you know what I mean? But what I love about yours is it's people who are in this community.
Hell yeah.
And not that they're, And not that they're not special, they totally are, but they're just, they're people, no. man. I mean, and they just have these stories just like everybody. And yeah. I think that's what's really cool about yours is everybody has a story and you give people an opportunity to share it. And it's just the impact is immeasurable. It's just amazing.
The ability to hold that space and do that, it has what's blown me away. You know, I had certain things that I wanted to accomplish starting the podcast. I, being a fan of Joe Rogan since 2011, 2012.
Yeah, watch out, man. He's coming
yeah,
for
I know,
you.
I know. Watch yourself, Joe. I had grandiose expectations and I was on pursuit to, you know, be that guy. And since doing it and seeing the amazing impact that it's had right here in the Cedar Valley, it's kind of changed my aspirations, you know. It's important for people to see the strength in themselves and mm-hmm. the community and the seeing these people out in our day-to-day life.
You bump into
yeah,
them. You don't, it's not this person that's, you know, forever Absolutely. Away in Los Angeles. It's yeah. you bump into them at the grocery store.
And Absolutely.
You see and this I've whole had, business.
I've had opportunities to meet those high-profile celebrities. A lot of my work in the military, working with people, you know. And sometimes I came away from those meetings feeling deflated, like, well, that's not what I thought I was getting.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So my pursuit has changed in that regard, too. Like, I don't really have much, it's not in my interest to talk with the high-profile guests because their story's been told. I'm right. not interested in that.
So. Right. And I'm trying to remember who you mentioned that about, but you talked about, like, yeah, you could cover them, but their story, you know, yeah. just like you said, they've already
they've
been talked about.
Yeah.
You know, who can I help lift up and share Absolutely. A story that doesn't have that can help people.
Absolutely.
I think that's really cool.
Absolutely.
So we're going to get a little bit tactical because like I said, you've Heck been yeah. hustling on social media.
I try hard.
tell me a little bit about what you've done or what you've tried that you've seen, you know, do well, or maybe something you've learned that maybe didn't go well that you thought was going to go well,
well
in terms of promoting your podcast.
Yeah. I know this isn't probably the typical answer, but, I'm not in it for the cash. I'm really passionate about what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So it's never felt like salesy for me. You know, I'm not trying to sell them on listening to my podcast. Mm-hmm. I really think it works. So it's an easy sales pitch for me. We'll say like that. As far as what I'm doing to get it out there, putting it in people's inboxes, sending custom thank yous for people who press play and support me.
Handwritten yeah. thank yous, man. I can't, when I started recognizing that you did that, that's such a lost art. And
well, my great grandma,
yeah,
she imparted that stuff on me, and it means so much in today's day and age to actually take the time and do that.
Yeah,
I hope it matters, you know. So, mm-hmm. that's just something that I've kind of made something that I do, you know. So, that's something that I think has made a difference. Sending people stickers, you know, and getting people involved, telling testimonials about people like to be involved, and I want it to be a community. That's my number one goal now. Mm-hmm. is to create just a worldwide community of people who want to be together and change the world.
Well, and speaking of wanting to be together, talk a little about the events that you've had now a couple times.
Yeah. So year-end social event is what I called it. It may get changed to a birthday party because people will understand. But it's a get-together. So the first year I had it out at a wedding event center, a huge spread. We had some local companies come in, cater some stuff. And then I invited all of the guests who had been on the podcast and really anybody who had ever supported the podcast, whether it be an email of, hey, you did well or whatever, just invited everybody. People showed up and we had a great time. And this was the second year and I'll be throwing a third year party too.
Well, and that's awesome. And I think that's what's cool about, well, so the internet one is you can reach a ton of people.
Yeah.
And you can share information with a ton of people. But what's really, really special, is when you can then collect in person.
Heck yeah.
You know, because that when I was growing up, I had a YouTube channel. And what was fascinating for me was I was able to find other people who had the exact same interest as me.
Yeah.
And they might not be in my same area. But I met one person that I met on the internet. I met him in person.
Heck yeah.
He actually, kind of a funny story, but he was in the hospital because his lung collapsed.
Wow.
And the gal I was dating at the time was like, you should go out and meet him because a hospital is a pretty safe place to meet somebody
yeah,
on the internet.
Heck yeah.
We were similar ages and all that good stuff. Yeah. But there's something magical. And I think that's a good note for folks who have online presences is how can you bring folks together? Because those events were really special.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it was fun watching. I mean, you were just like big smile at
yeah.
the time.
Heck yeah. I mean, seeing those people together and in my head, it's like, when I'm interviewing these people, I can think of 100 other people who, oh man, you would be great friends with this person.
Or, yeah.
And that gives me an opportunity to set these people up. And it's like a giant speed meet and greet, you know, for all of the people who have a common interest, and that's doing something good.
And it's a very easy get to know because you're all there for the same reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No pressure. People are in jeans. It's nothing, you know, just like, come hang out, have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. I do want to ask another tactical question too. So you've done something fun with sponsorships.
Yeah.
And it was one specific one I can think of where there was a caricature of you printed out, big, tall box structure. Talk a little bit about that and how
it's
that's been
actually
used.
6 foot two. So is it really? Actual height. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know that was part of it.
That was
cool.
Part of it. Yeah. That was a request. So my sponsor, a way to, you know, let people know that they supported The World with Nate was to create this cutout, you know, The World with Nate, I support The World with Nate. And then people would take pictures and share it online. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of cool to see people wanting to be involved and supporting me by going to the sponsor to purchase whatever we're working for. In this case, it's a mattress mm-hmm. store that supports the podcast through sponsorships. And that gets people in my network a good deal on a bed, and it kick back to the podcast to help support the podcast.
Well, and they were sharing it on social media.
Absolutely.
And it was great promotion. I loved it. If I remember right, it was a sign that said The World with Nate sent me, and it was like an arrow, like pointing over to like Absolutely. This person over here.
Yeah.
And I love that. And I think what's cool is, you know, being creative, and that's where I just think you've just killed it, is you're creative with what you share on social media. There's creative ideas of how you engage with sponsors, you know, more so than just reading their name once, you know what I mean? All the time, there's other things.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to keep it entertaining, you know? Mm-hmm. Nobody wants boring stuff, and I'm the same way, you know? So we try to keep it a little bit of flavor, but still conservative a little bit.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh.
Be too crazy.
Is there anything that you can think of, whether it's a story or just anything that was unexpected when you decided to kind of start on this podcast journey that you never thought would have happened?
I mean, the reach, when you pull up the computer screen and you see that there's 30 some countries listening to a podcast that started right here in Cedar Falls, it's mind blowing to know that there's tens of thousands of people clicking on your stuff mm-hmm. and to see that, you know, I had an opportunity to go to an NFL game this year. And when you sit down and they announce the attendance and you're like, what if all of these are all the people who have pressed play on the podcast, and to see that in real life and to think about the impact that you can potentially make, yeah, that's really blown my mind from right here in Cedar Falls, Iowa, Pixel Labs.
That's one thing that I think, especially for people who are into digital marketing, online marketing, that it's easy to forget when you see that reach number and you're like, well, that's cool. It's like, just give yourself a second and think about how many people that is.
Absolutely. And I didn't really do that until Zach, the CEO here at Pixel, had said to me, he's like, well, have you ever been in front of a group of 300 people at once? And I'm like, yeah, it's like a wave. It's a lot of people.
It's scary.
And he's like, yeah, I mean, those people, you know, think about that at your podcast scale. Mm-hmm. And that just opened the eyes, you know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, and we've even talked about, you know, like advertising on social media. And that's one thing that not a lot of people think of either, is the return on investment can be scary good.
Yes.
With some of those as well.
Yeah.
In terms of getting in front of folks. But talk a little bit about what you've done, you know, because you've each year of your podcast, again, season three, you've iterated a little bit differently. There's been different editions each year. Talk a little bit about where you started, what you've added, and maybe even why, getting into some of that.
So started out with just an audio podcast. So it was available on Spotify and Apple and a couple other of the lower apps that people don't tend to sort with. I mean, 90% of my people listen on Apple or Spotify. Mm-hmm. So those are the two that I mess with. It was audio only, and it just didn't feel like what I wanted, but that's all the budget constraints allowed for at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So started with that to see if it would work. You know, I didn't know if this whole thing was just a great idea in my head or if it was going to actually work. So when people started pressing play on that, we saw the legitimacy of what we were trying to create and set together the plan to get better in my eyes. And the only way to do that is to add a visual component because I'm a visual learner. I like to sit down and watch.
Yeah.
So it was only what I needed to do. And then in year two, that came. So then we went to year YouTube in year two. And I also got a website, thanks to your help, and a newsletter. So that got us in front of hundreds more people. Mm-hmm. And then for year three, now we're doing shorts and YouTube shorts and the TikTok shorts and all of those things. So slowly, year by year by year, we're trying to add more pieces to the functioning machine, mm-hmm. but keeping the consistency of our brand. And what we're really trying to do is the stories, you know, that's what we're focusing on.
Well, and I think when you look at it, it's almost like you've created this great web of how to keep people engaged and entertained. You know, your emails, you're not bombarding people. It's, you know, hey, right. you want to learn a little bit more about what happened that led to this episode?
Yeah.
Like, here's some more information. You're not selling them something anything. It's all informational.
That has been a huge component that I wanted to keep as well is I feel gross asking for money. It is the worst thing that I have to do with the podcast, but I don't want to portray that I'm asking people for donations to keep it funding. And at some point the value will be there for people to be throwing money. Mm-hmm. And that's where I want it to be. But for the listener, I want them to have a great experience, you know, to hear it and love it and want to tell their friends about it.
Yeah. No. Oh, awesome. Awesome. Well, that was all the questions that I had.
Awesome experience.
And I'm glad. I was nervous for this because you're like the host.
I'm super nervous.
But no, I was really glad. I was really excited to sit down and give folks a very, you know, so we have this podcast.
Absolutely.
Your podcast, you're way ahead along
of
what we're doing. But we just wanted to take some time and talk about what your experience was, what led to growing a podcast, and then what you've done to really keep it going. I mean, like I said, you're a hustler on social media.
I appreciate that.
You're awesome, and I love, especially when you find other people who have said something about it and you share it. That's when I think it's really, really cool. It's just like you said, you get the feedback from people that you never asked for.
Yeah.
You didn't ask them to share anything.
Absolutely.
You didn't ask for that feedback, but they're like, hey, this moved me so much, I had to say something
Hell
about
yeah.
it. That's cool.
Strong.
Oh my gosh, and it'll stop you. You know, and you see that. You know, that listens number, and it's like, wow, that's cool. But all it takes is that one person to say, like, this did something to me. And you're just like, whoa, I just got like goosebumps. Like, you know what I mean?
That.
Like, it's just like, that's when it gets really, really cool.
Yeah.
So we decided to do a special edition for this episode, and we're calling it the Raisin Brand Rumble.
I love it. Yeah, I love it.
So do you want to explain a little bit about the firing range on your podcast and we'll get into it?
Yeah. So in creating the brand, you know, there's a lot of things that go into the brand, the world with Nate, you know, from the colors to the name, to the why we release episodes on the 1st and the 15th, the synonymous with the military pay structure.
And mm-hmm.
there's a lot of things that went into creating it. It's not surface level.
Yep.
So one of the things was a cool little way to kind of break up the monotony of a long show, or maybe we cover some tough subjects too.
Yeah.
And I want to leave people with a good feeling at the end. So the firing range, and the name comes from military time, you know, when you're shooting weapons on a firing range, hot and heavy, a lot of stress, people are yelling. So I wanted that name to be synonymous with this or that question. So I'm putting the guests in the hot seat and asking them their opinions on some things.
And
so here we go.
And we flipped the script a little bit. Hopefully not too hard of questions.
No, I'm super nervous.
Oh my gosh. No. All right. Well, so this is officially the Raisin Brand Rumble. We don't have a sponsor for this, but if you'd like to, no, I'm just kidding. We'll say it's sponsored by the Roll with Nate this time.
Heck yeah.
All right. Working out in the morning or at night?
Morning, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Dumbbells or kettlebells?
Dumbbells.
Dumbbells.
I love it. I love it.
This one's, I'm excited for this one. McDonald's or Burger King?
Oh, probably McDonald's. I don't know.
And I know that you don't go to them very often.
Not
so that's
anymore.
What we're excited about.
Yeah.
Ooh, Spotify or Apple Podcasts?
Ooh, I'm going to give the love to Apple because more listeners.
Okay.
I was
interested to see what you would say on that
Joe Rogan's got Spotify, so we'll take Apple.
Texas Roadhouse Rolls or Onion Blossom?
Oh, Onion Blossom. No
Is
questions
really?
Asked. Okay. I know that's going to offend people.
Oh, funny. Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, that was the Raisin Brand Rumble.
Thank you.
Nate, thank you so much for joining us.
Heck yeah. I'm honored.
I was honored, too, to have this conversation with you. And I know that especially for our listeners who, you know, our target's really for folks who are interested in growing a brand, you know, maybe they have aspirations kind of like you with having a podcast, sharing stories, just giving them helpful tips and real stories about how to do that, how to navigate that.
Absolutely. So, I never could have done it on my own. So without this, I just wouldn't have been able to complete what I am now. So
no, we're happy to help. So well, awesome. Well, thank you, Nate, and thank you everybody for watching. I hope you have a good rest of your day. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Raising Brand Podcast, powered by Pixel Labs. Remember to subscribe to stay up to date on all things Raising Brand.